Welcome back to the show on this Monday evening. Ken Trahan turning to college baseball now. And, of course, you always hear about LSU and Tulane and the University of New Orleans. And we touch recently on Xavier and the fine job they're doing in their first year back since 1960 with their fine head coach. And we've also talked about Delgado. Well, there's another program in town, my alma mater, Loyola University, that's having another really good baseball season. In fact, leading the Southern States Athletic Conference at 13-2, 30-10 overall. They've won the last two games. It's been a program that's really ascended in the last 2 years under its fairly new head coach, because last year was interrupted, this year not, and they're having a banner season. Great to welcome Jeremy Kennedy to the show. Coach, listen, thanks very much. Welcome to the show, and hey, congrats on a really good job thus far this season.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate you taking the time, and look forward to telling you a little bit about our team. The guys are doing a great job.
Well, you got a good conference. First of all, the Southern States is good. Mobile's a good program. William Carey's typically pretty good. But you got Middle Georgia State, who's nationally ranked. You got Faulkner, who's top 10. And, of course, your program at 15 right now. It's a good league, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the better, traditionally one of the better conferences in the NAI. And so, yeah, it's every weekend. You know, you got your hands full with who you got. Like, I mean, the last 4 or 5 weekends for us, it's all been – you know, weekends where we really got to prove ourselves, and especially with being the kind of the up and comer new team that's competing in the conference for a conference championship. It's every weekend, you know, you're facing good weekend rotation and some good hitters right in the middle of the order that can hurt you.
One of the things that stands out to me, just studying what you've accomplished thus far this season, is how your team has gotten off to fast starts continuously. You've outscored opponents 46-17 in the first inning. So clearly when you get the lead, it changes the dynamic of the game, how it's pitched, how it's played, and it seems to me that you've done that pretty well thus far this season.
Yeah, you know, our 2 through 5 hitters, you know, arguably 6, have you know, they've just really done a good job. Our 2, 3, 4 have been special this year, and you know, they don't need to see a bunch of pitches in order to hit. Like they've done a good job of right out of the gate, have an idea what the pitcher that we're facing has and what he can do, and they've been able to capitalize on it and jump on some guys. So yeah, they've done a good job of that, of hitting, you know, right out of the gate.
Yeah, you got a cluster of 5 guys that have put up some really good numbers. Peyton Alexander out of Catholic, of course, Michael Calamari, Alan Dennis, whom we know very well, Cason Collins, Peyton Lacoste. Those 5 guys, you look at the numbers, all have 26 or more RBI, all of them hitting above 300. So that's a really good 5-man punch that you have in your lineup.
Yeah, you know, every time we turn the lineup over and those guys come back up, we feel really, really good that you know, we got a good chance to not only score a run, but to throw up a big inning. And so, you know, when the bottom of our order, which has been productive of late, when they're productive, it makes our lineup tough, because, you know, Calamari's in our 3-hole, a guy that's got some power and hits, you know, he hits some home runs, he hits some doubles, but he's a tough out. He does not strike out very often. You know, Peyton Alexander has had a tremendous year to this point, where same thing, he can, that's the thing that he has at Calamari doesn't, is he can really run. And so getting him on base in front of Calamari and Alan Dennis, it makes it tough on the pitcher.
And then you look at your pitching, you got a solid 3.67 earned run average overall. John Blanchard, Stephen Still, Brendan Taravella have all pitched well for you, of course. Alexander Acevedo has been good. Brett Fisackerly has done a good job for you. Again, it's been a combination of things. You've hit the ball well, you've pitched it well, and you've played pretty good defense.
Yeah, the pitching staff's done a tremendous job. We have 2 freshmen in Blanchard and Still going on the weekend, and to have 2 freshmen going on the weekend and to be able to do what we've been doing is pretty special. And, you know, those guys have, they've got big time competitive spirit. They've got good stuff. They're learning on the fly with things. You know, being freshmen, there's just things they need to learn, and so they're doing that on the fly. But they've stepped in and allowed us to move a couple guys that were in the weekend rotation last year to the bullpen, which has strengthened our bullpen, and our bullpen's really been a strength of our team, in that they come in, they throw strikes, unlike most bullpen guys, they're three-pitch guys. And, you know, so if they don't have one pitch going that day, it's not a big deal. They can just go to their other two. And so, yeah, they've done a good job of throwing strikes, competing, and really making the opposing team have to beat us. We just don't beat ourselves on the mound. They're going to have to hit their way to some runs if they're going to get them.
Mike Girolando, Brett Simpson did a good job of securing Segnet Field back in the day when baseball came back. And of course, that Segnet Field has become a real home field advantage. You understand the dynamics. Of course, having turf helps significantly. So that's also been a nice component, hasn't it?
Yeah, Signet's a great ballpark. You know, we know our field. We know what we got. Early in the spring, it's tough to hit. When you got the north wind blowing in, it's really tough to get out. And then now with the wind changing from the south more consistently, it'll fly a little bit to left. But it's still a tough place to hit. Center's super deep. It's hard to get it out to right. If we got the south wind, then we can get it out to left. But, it's a great ballpark. They're doing some improvements to it. They have some stuff planned over the next few years to replace the turf and do some other things that we're excited about. So, yeah, it's a good ballpark to come watch a game. We've got nice covered seating, grandstand area, and we're working hard to try to be able to host a regional this year. I think it's a great venue to host a regional at.
Jeremy Kennedy, head coach of Loyola, with us talking about the Wolfpack program. And I guess the intriguing thing, and of course I'm a Loyola alumnus and did games for Loyola and loved the school, and my father went there and my son went there, the whole deal. Bottom line is that the baseball program had some moderate success, you know, some good times here and there, but by and large it had been a struggle, in particular with pitching, with everybody that preceded you there. And it's not like they weren't good coaches. They were good coaches. What's been the difference? How have you been able to get that better pitcher, that better athlete, by and large, to come and produce these kind of results?
Well, Stephen Bruce, our pitching coach, deserves a ton of credit for that. He does a tremendous job. He played for me and then got signed by Texas Rangers and spent a few years in their system. And just was released before he came here with me. And he's got a great feel for what those guys need to do. I think the thing that they've done a really good job of is understanding what it is that they do well and understanding what it is that they don't do well. And we focus on what they do well. We don't really worry about what they don't do well, and we pitch to their strengths. And we throw a ton of strikes. We'll pitch backwards when we need to. And it's something that they're comfortable doing. We force them to do it all year. We force them to do it in the fall, even in situations where maybe it's not necessarily warranted. We force them to do it because that's what they're going to have to do in order to get outs. And they've been doing it all spring. So we've had some guys make some great jumps where their velocity spiked and, you know, turned into different pitchers than they were 2 years ago. So, you know, Steven's just done a tremendous job with those guys. They're bought into what he's having them do, and they're performing with great competitive spirit and composure.
You're looking at the rest of what's to come this week. You've got Spring Hill coming to play at Segnet tomorrow at 5 p.m. Then you make the trip to play at Mobile this coming weekend, the three-game set. Talk about this week here for the Wolfpack.
Yeah, Spring Hill is kind of a little Jesuit rivalry we have, and we've had forever, so We played a midweek at their place already this year, and we're able to get one from them. And then this is the second game of the home and home, and so we're looking forward to that this tomorrow. And then this weekend's a big weekend for us. We're in position, headed to Mobile to win a conference championship. We're one game up on Faulkner, and there's a couple other teams that are right there behind Faulkner in the mix. Mobile being, you know, kind of being one of them, and so it's a good opportunity for us to go continue doing what we've been doing. And, you know, if we can do that, then we're in a great position.
Leading the Southern States Athletic Conference, ranked 15th in the nation in NAIA right now, the Wolfpack of Loyola, Jeremy Kennedy. Listen, we appreciate the time. Keep up the great work. Nothing but the best tomorrow, and then at Mobile this coming weekend as well.
Thanks, Ken. I really appreciate you.
It's our pleasure, Coach.
Time to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Jeremy Kennedy of the Loyola Wolfpack. Good story there. It's 504-260-1061 to join in the conversation, the latest on the NFL draft. What are the Saints going to do? We're getting closer. We'll talk next with Al Dupuy of Draft Day Report and CrescentCitySports.com as we continue with All Access for a Monday night. Ken Trahan here on 106.1 FM, Nash Icon. We're on the web at NashFM1061.com.